Again, in Matzah, and maybe we'll shift a little bit to see what it says concerning. If you take a look at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz in Matzah, with the Rambam, under the Koteres, where the Rambam is listing the mitzvahs whose halachas are explained in Hilchos Chametz in Matzah. So the seventh mitzvah is Lechol Matzah B'Leile HaPesach. What does Rambam say in the Torah? I mean, obviously, the fact that we have two stones, and that's the Dindu Avonim of Yom Tov Sheni. No Dindu Ais of Leile Pesach. You say Leile HaPesach, just the plural of Leil Pesach, which is true. It is. I think in modern Hebrew the rule is, but that's not true in the Hebrew. In modern Hebrew the rule would be, if you have a word like Beis Knesses, so the plural is Botei Knesses. And it's a reasonable rule in the sense that I don't know, the same way in English you would say houses of worship. You wouldn't say houses of worships, right? You would say houses of gathering is the plural of the house of gathering, so it's both ignosis. But in rabbinic Lashon HaKodesh, we say both ignosios, we say both midrashos. So the way you make the plural is by putting both words into the plural, not just the first word.
Okay.
So Leile HaPesach, again, here again, the Rambam has, again, you don't even have that double bit. You'll see why I'm mentioning that in a minute. Again, it's an idea for the next step. So it means, you know, this year, the 15th, and last year, and next year. But it would have meant that also if Rambam would have said, Lechol Matzah B'Leil HaPesach. You know, when he says, L'Hashpis Or Me'Avos, so we don't think he's talking about the 14th only, you know, when the stars are and the moon align in a certain configuration. No, that's it. So the Parag Arvei Psachim, if that's what it's called. So Tosfos has different gifsals. Whether the opening phrase of the Parag is Arvei Psachim or whether it's Erev Psachim. So Tosfos says, Igar Sinan Arvei Nicha. What's Nicha? Again, that was the Hakdama. That Arvei Psachim is the plural of Erev Pesach. The plural, right? On Erev Pesachs. Good English. On Erev Pesachs, right? So that's what Psachim. But Nicha, in terms of what the Teich is, as opposed to if it's Erev Psachim, which is just what's the Teich of the phrase. But it's Nicha, but even though it's Nicha in terms of what the word, what the phrase means, but it's still a question, why does the Mishnah say it as Arvei Psachim as opposed to Erev Pesach? So later, when the Gemara asks whether, so the Mishnah goes on, right, as you remember, the Mishnah goes on to say the din that lo yochel odom that samach lemincha lo yochel odom ashetapshach, and the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph going over to Amid Beis has an ibaya whether it's Samach L'mincha Gedola Tanan or Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan. Samach L'mincha Gedola, and the reason for the Layochal is it's coordinated with Asiyas HaPesach, Adilma Osi L'mimna Milameva Pesach. Well, no, maybe it's Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan, in which case it's got nothing to do with Asiyas HaPesach. Rather, it's because of Achilas Matzah, right? Which is how we pass it. If you start eating, it may interfere with our Kovas HaPesach. So the Rashbam comments on why did the Gemara have to switch from Pesach to Matzah? Why didn't the Gemara just shift from Asiyas HaPesach to Achilas HaPesach? So the second answer the Rashbam gives, the second of two answers that the Rashbam gives to that question is because by telling us Matzah, so the Gemara is clarifying that according to that sad, the din of Samach L'mincha applies even Bizman Hazeh, when you still have Matzah Doraisa, but you don't have Achilas HaPesach. That's the second answer that the Rashbam gives. So Yitachen, that's pshat also in Arvei Pesachim. Again, Arvei Pesachim means Erev Pesach in the plural. In the context when there's a Hava Amina, that maybe this din is toluy on Zman HaBayis, by saying it in the plural, it has the sense of all Arvei Pesachim. The difference between saying Erev Pesach in the singular or saying Arvei Pesachim in the plural, again, even when you say it in the singular, you obviously are not talking about one Erev Pesach. So what's the difference in terms of the mashmos, what's being intimated by saying it in the plural as opposed to the singular? When you say it in the plural, it means no, every, all Arvei Pesachim. So in context, so l'chor, that's the taich of Arvei Pesachim, is that's how the Mishnah compresses this idea that the Rashbam explains. So l'chor, it's the same, the Rambam just is reflecting the same thing, by the Rambam also going for Lele HaPesach, again, in a context where you might have thought that it's not every year. Again, maybe as one, it's a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara, but that maybe matzah is also tluy of the Pesach. So comes the Rambam says, no, we pass like Rava, that matzah is banas adaraisa, and that's what he's already hinting at here in the Koteris, and that's why he says it's the Beloshan Rabbim of Leile. In her Zayin Alucha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Zayin Aleph here in Chometz Matzah. Mitzvah Zayin Alucha 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 Aleph here in Meaning the Pasuk of Zohar doesn't tell you when you're engaging in the Zechira. It tells you what the focus of the Zechira is, but it doesn't tell you when you're engaging in the Zechira. Talmud Lomar, V'gata L'vincha V'yom Hulema. Ba'avu Zeh, Os Hashem Li, Ba'avu Zeh, B'shar Sheish Matzul Moror, Munachem L'fanecha. Okay, so we know this drasha from the Haggadah. Again, what we're going to discuss is really a question. It's not a question in the Rambam. It's a question on the Drashas Chazal that the Meshech Chochma already raises. Why do Chazal say B'shar Sheish Matzah Mor Menachem L'Fanecha? Why not Pesach Matzah Mor? Again, the point of the Drasha is how do we establish what the Zman from Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, what the time frame is. So it's correlated, it's coordinated with the Mitzvah Sachila. So the Mitzvah Sachila, we know what it is. It's V'ochlus HaVosu B'Alai L'Azeh, Sliyeshu Matzos Al-Merodim, Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos, Barishon So we know, in terms of the mitzvah sachila, that it's Baal Chamisha Asar. So the Torah links the mitzvah sipur to the mitzvah sachila. Baal Vozeh, B'sha Sheyed, Zeh means something that you're more be'etzpa, that you point to. Okay. So the Meshech Chochma asks, why not? It should have said Pesach Matzah Mar. So he gives a beautiful answer. He gives a moshel as follows. He gives a moshel that a couple marries off their daughter, and a few months after the wedding, so then the parents are talking, and the wife says to the husband, "Oh, you know, we're so blessed, such a wonderful son-in-law. He treats our daughter so royally, and his, you know, his midos are impeccable." And the husband answers, hopefully, but it's premature to judge. Right now, we're supporting him. Life is good, so he's nice. What's going to be when he's no longer of caste? What's going to be when we're no longer supporting him? What's going to be when he has to deal with all the pressures of life? You know, let's see whether then he'll still treat her as well and as royally as he does now. So says Rav Meir Simcha, Ba'avu zeh lo amarti, ela b'shar sheyesh matzah u'morim menachem lefanecha, that Ba'avu zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, that we should be loyal to him, that we should be steadfast in our Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, not only when things are good, and we're in Eretz Yisrael, Ish Tachas Gapno, Tachas Tainoso, when you have Mitzvahs Kodem Pesach, but even when we're in Golos, and we only have Matzah Mora, we don't have the Kodem Pesach anymore, no, Bav Ozeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that enduring, deep, unyielding Kabbalah of all Malchus Shemayim and all mitzvahs. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. In Halacha Dalet, Rambam quotes from the Mishnah. Again, this is not a Rambam, it's a Mishnah. In our Pesachim, that Maskel B'Gnus from Sayyid B'Shvach, that the format and the context and the format of Sibu Yitzis Mitzrayim is Maskel B'Gnus from Sayyid B'Shvach. So if you look in the Frankel Rambam, so Rabbi Manoach already asks, what's the mock of this din? But the Mishnah doesn't tell us. The Mishnah tells us that there is such a din. Which, again, is sort of par for the course in terms of Mishnayos. They don't tell us the Makaros. That belongs to the, when the Rambam explains what the three Chalkei HaTorah are of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, so knowing how the Dinim emerge from the Pesukim, so that belongs to the third Chalkei HaTorah of Talmud. It's not part of Mishnah. So it's not unusual that the Mishnah doesn't tell us the Mokka, and the Gemara doesn't necessarily fill in all the Mekaras. So here, the question is, what's the Mokka for this din of Masel Begnus from Sayyid B'Shvach? What does Rabbi Manoach say?
Meaning the Mokka of his boy min ha-Talmud. The din is a Mishnah. It means lo his boy zeh min ha-Talmud. What the Mokka is, min ha-Torah lamduhu, says Rabbeinu Manoach. U'masha amu b'haskola sagnus, mitchila ovde avodah zoh, yotza lahem min ha-posach, v'yitzaveinu Hashem la'asos eskola chut kemo elu li-yira. Yotza michal ha-dovah, shemitchila lo ha-yireim, ki hoyo ovde avodah zoh. V'yitzias Mitzrayim chizka emunas Hashem v'hishira osa l'doros v'kulam. Okay, so I am Shum. The Rambam, not talking about this question per se, but the Rambam writes that, it's a strong Lashon, I forget what it is, maybe even something along the lines of it's from the Yesodos HaTorah. It's one of the basic principles in Torah that Bimei HaTova, a person should remember the Yimei HaRa'a. Whether collectively, nationally, or personally, individually, right? So there are ups and downs in life. There are tkufas when it's a beautiful day and then the sun is shining brilliantly, and there are tkufas when it's stormy weather. There are times when, whether personally, individually, whether collectively, nationally, when we experience adversity, and then this time when we feel that everything is as it should be, everything is falling into place. So says the Rambam, it's a basic principle in Torah that Bimei HaTova, a person shouldn't try to forget the Yimei HaRa'a, which is maybe what our pop psychology, but a person should bedavka remember the Yimei HaRa'a. He says, where do you see it? Among other places, you see it by mitzvahs, mikra bikurim. Mikra bikurim is a pella. Right? You're bringing the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so there is a mitzvah mikra bikurim. So say thank you. Tell the Kohen, I hereby say thank you, Tachos Baruch Hu, for this wonderful crop. So what does he begin? He begins reminiscing. Arami Ovirovi. Arami Ovirovi. He reminds himself of that a couple of thousand years ago, we were suffering the love and bikesh lakwa sakol. So says the Rambam, no, that's the yisod. A person's bringing bikurim, it's Yimei HaTova. Yimei HaTova, a person has to remember Yimei HaRa. Why is he have to remember Yimei HaRa? For two reasons, the Rambam says. Number one, that it will increase his appreciation. He won't take the Tova for granted, because remembering when the absence of Tova highlights and heightens a person's appreciation for the current Tova. And number two, when a person is blessed, so then there's a danger of success breeding gaiva and forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, the Pesukim in Parshas Ekev point to that very clearly. You'll come to the halt of the Savot, and then you'll come, you'll see Batim Aleim Kol Tuv, Hashalom Ilesa, Ubaros Chatzuv Meshalol Chatzavta, and then you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll think it's Kochi Vatzim Yodi. So the Rambam says, no, Bimei HaTova, a person always has to remember Yimei HaRa, that's Prat Mikra Vikud. Then the Rambam, and that's why he says the Torah is always telling us to remember that we were Avodim in Mitzrayim. That's why the Torah is repeatedly underscoring that mitzvah. Then the Rambam says that's also pshat in the Yomim Tovim, or part of the pshat, in the Yomim Tovim of Pesach and Sukkot. The Pesach and Sukkot, among, this is not all it is, but one essential half of what Pesach and Sukkot is about, is this instilling the midah, remembering Yimei HaRa of Yimei HaTova. How's it true in Sukkot? So the Rambam says extraordinary pshat. L'man yedu da osechem ki v'sukkot s'oshavti z'b'nei Yisrael. So l'chokos Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, whether it means Anon HaKavod or Sukkot Mamash. So the Rambam goes with the pshat of Sukkot Mamash. Sukkot Mamash. So the Ramban thinks the Pshuto Shemikra is Anonei Kavod, because why is the Torah telling you about Sukkot Mamash? That if it was something miraculous, so that's why the Torah is telling it to you. And the Rambam says, no, he thinks the simple pshat is like the view that it means Sukkot Mamash. So why is the Torah telling it to you? So Rambam says, no, the Sukkah of Mamish doesn't mean that we stayed in the Hilton, in the Sheraton. No, Sukkah of Mamish means we were in a youth hostel in the Midbar. You should know, the man Yedud HaLasechim give us Sukkah of Shabbat Bnei Yisrael, Behotzei HaSem HaTzrayim. When we left the Tzrayim, we didn't have five-star accommodations. No, we were roughing it. We were in the Midbar Sinai youth hostel with everything that designation implies. We were roughing it. And now, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, again, Ish Tachus Gavon, Tachus Tein Oso, you have to remember, Man Yedid HaOseach and Give Asukos HaShavti. Where do you see it on, how does the Torah reinforce this message on Pesach? So the Rambam says, through the mitzvahs of Achilas Matzah and Mor. Matzah is lechem only, as the Ramban explains in Parshas Re'eh. It was a staple of our diet in Mitzrayim as Avodim. Ramban explains that matzah is harder to digest than chometz. And because of that, so if you give very meager rations, so the harder the food is to digest, and the sort of the longer it stays in the system, so you that's why the Mitzrayim dictated that our diet should be matzah rather than chametz. That's why matzah is lachem only, and mora again is clear. Vayimor is chayehim. So the mitzvahs of achilas matzah and moror also serve to remind us of Yimei Haro'ah, Yimei HaTova, when we're celebrating Pesach, Yimei HaTova, in many, many times. And it's always Yimei HaTova in the sense of being B'nei Chorin, regardless of what else is happening geopolitically. So we have to remember the Yimei Haro'ah of Avdus. Right? It's always a bechina of B'nai Chorin that we didn't have in Mitzrayim. In that sense, by definition, Pesach and Sukkot is always Yimei HaTova. So Matzah and Moror, the Rambam says, the mitzvah sachil of Matzah and Moror reinforce that message of remembering Yimei Haro'ah B'Yimei HaTova. And that's where, again, Ram doesn't say that, but because that's where the din of Maskel Begnos from Sai Mishraf comes from this remembering Yimei Haro'ah. You're supposed to contextualize the Tova by remembering the Yimei Haro'ah. So Lachar, according to the Rambam, the Pshat is Gevaldik, the answer to a very simple kashya. Babu Zelo Amati Al Bushar Sheish Matzah Mor Menachem Lefanacha, the Drashas Chazal is telling us more than just the zman, enochanami, for purposes of telling us what the zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. So you could have mentioned Pesach Matzah Umorah. It's all the same zman. No, but by mentioning Dafka Matzah Umorah, so then it's Bav Wazet that it's referring to this Yesod, which mitzvahs Matzah and Moror represent, that mitzvahs Pesach doesn't. That Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is B'shar Sheyesh Matzah Moror Menachem Lefanacha. You tell Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Maaseh Begnos from Sai Mishraf. Okay.